This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe. On WEEI.
Yeah, it felt like, I credit to Baltimore for, great home environment, but, felt like, a lot of Pats fans were in the stadium. Props to us, we travel great. I say that time and time again, we travel great and, giving them something to travel for, and that's what we try to do, and they're huge for us, and I'm sitting on the sideline when the defense is up, and, we make a play, and we hear loud cheers, and you're not sure if it's offense or defense, so it's New England Patriots. It's New England area, it's the Boston sports, so I don't expect anything less from our fans, and they show out every week.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Shine in for Keefe today. That was Drake May on the fans giving him an MVP chant in Baltimore. I know Shime's going to make the MVP case or finish making the MVP case for Drake May in just a moment. Real quick, you gave us a Tuesday trio, top three best things about Christmas.
Sure did.
Text line wants to know, Shime, and this is impromptu, putting you on the spot, top three worst things about Christmas. They suggest number one is traffic.
So I don't think the Christmas traffic is bad. Like, driving in today, as someone who used to be on the midday show.
Today was nothing. That's
there
true.
Was nothing.
Yeah,
I was here an hour and 15 minutes early because I was like, I'm going to hit traffic. I need to make sure I'm there on time. And I'm just, here way early. But, more time to prep.
Sick brag, bro.
Definitely did it on purpose, Ken. I promise. But no, I don't think the traffic's too bad. I would say the worst things about Christmas are a lot of coffee shops are closed on Christmas Day. I hate that. I like going to the coffee shop, especially on my day off. I want to go get a nice cup of coffee in the morning. Everywhere's closed. Everything's closed on Christmas Day. That's one of the worst things.
You don't want them to go have a nice Christmas Day with their families?
No, I do,
you want them to work in these local small businesses? You want them to work?
Can't you just serve coffee till like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning and then go enjoy the rest of Christmas Day?
Yeah.
It's the whole day. You have 24 hours.
Yeah, sure. If you have young children at home, just miss all that and go. Just go be there.
Tomatoes, tomatoes. I don't have kids. I don't care. Number two, and this is the anti version of one of the best ones, is giving gifts. Stinks. Again, because
I like it.
Because people
getting gifts good, giving gifts bad. I like
bingo.
It.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. And
so,
I would say,
so, can I just tweak that?
Go for it.
I hate like a white elephant.
So dumb. Oh my God. Please.
A Secret Santa.
Yep, I'm with you.
At least Secret Santa is like you're getting it. Usually it's like a cheapy little gift, but at least Secret Santa, you know who you're getting a gift. I hate the stupid white elephant thing. We do in my family, brag, we do a like an ornament one, which is a nice knockoff of it. You don't really care. Like, whatever. We get a couple ornaments we add to the tree every year. So I think it's the perfect balance of like, no one really cares if you don't get a good ornament. You're still getting an ornament for your tree. But in the moment, you really care when you're trading and it's like the proper amount. If it's just some dumb gift – or like a crummy bottle of liquor or something like that. I hate the white elephant. So I would amend what you're, it's not necessarily the gift giving. It's those stupid things.
Fair. And then, so the last one, it's not traffic. It's the traveling on Christmas, because a lot of us don't live in the exact same place as our family.
So it's the distance, not the traffic.
Yeah. It's just, okay. It's like, I have to go for years. I would go from like Peabody to Rockland and I'll have to go from like Lowell down to Rockland, or I'll have to go to, you know, up to New Hampshire or to, out to, you know, Wilmington or whatever. You know, you're bouncing all over the place. You're not actually enjoying the day. You're too busy traveling. That, to me, is one of the worst things about Christmas.
Yeah, we travel less now with the kid. You know, the first couple of Christmases with Lucas, we went to my in-laws. They moved from the West Coast to Charlotte. So, you know, that way we do a few Christmases there. Now that he's older and, like, Christmas morning is important, opening gifts, all that stuff, we do less traveling, which is nice, because the traveling is a pain in the butt, well, even if there is no traffic.
And the worst part, as we are adults, the worst part about the traveling is Christmas Eve, a lot of people like to get after it a little bit. I, for one, love to get after it on Christmas Eve. I think it's one of the more fun nights of the year to really get after it, because you don't have to work the next day. But if I have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning with a hangover and drive an hour, it's not as fun.
I don't disagree. That's fair. I like to get after it. Christmas Eve is a good night to get after it. Christmas Eve, a.k.a. Ooh. Tonight. Not a bad night to get started, too.
Yes, very
assuming
true.
You're off tomorrow, like some of us are. Kevin is in the truck. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, I got a couple quick little solutions here for some of Shine's negatives about Christmas.
Okay. Oh.
As far as not liking giving, that has become one of my new favorite things. My wife and I essentially treat it like a competition as to who is going to win Christmas.
Yeah, so you're a generous lover. I get that. Say, it's a sick breath. Yeah, yeah. Well done. Yeah, all right, Kevin. Okay.
I've never lost when it comes to that.
And as far as like the shopping goes, I started slow playing it a few years ago, where I start in like July. And
what?
The biggest thing for me, I stash it away. Kids can't find it. Pristine auction house. I get all these like autographed sports collectibles. Tuck them away. Next thing you know, there's a signed Derek White jersey December 25th. Look at that.
Wow. That's a good dad there.
My grandmother used to do that. And you want to know what she would do? Lose presents. And so then in, I don't know, April, she'd show up at my house with like three bags of things. She's like, I found all these in the closet. They were supposed to be for you for Christmas, and I forgot.
Nice.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I mean, you just look. I'm a lazy, unprepared person who doesn't think ahead, and so
same.
I would never even dream of starting my Christmas shopping in July. We talked about this the other day when we were talking about last second Christmas shopping, and the Twitch chat is like, you know, there's online shopping. I'm like, no, I know it, but by the time I actually get around to being like, crap, it's time to get Christmas gifts, it's too late. I've
Shipping's
been too lazy.
A pain in the ass.
I've dilly dallied for too long. It might not get there on time. I have to go physically shop at a mall like tomorrow on Christmas Eve, which I'm looking forward to.
Do it. I love that for you.
It's the rush. It's the thrill is what it is.
It is an adrenaline rush.
I'm a bit of a thrill seeker.
Love that for you.
Meanwhile, you were rudely interrupted earlier, Shyam. You were laying out Drake May's MVP case, and you were rudely interrupted on a Patriots Tuesday by Hunter Henry. He called in right in the middle of it.
Yeah. I didn't want to call him bad as I was pumping up the Rams supporting cast, but you know.
Well, I asked him as he was waiting on hold and you were dumping all over the Patriots receiving core and complimenting the Rams receiving core. I said, so boy, bad. He was really making some great points. Wasn't he, Hunter? He's like, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I was like, oh, thank God.
So there you go.
Or he wasn't. He just didn't want to make me feel bad.
Why don't you start at the top, though? Because not everybody heard it. Why don't you start at the top with your MVP case for Drake May?
So, Jones, normally when you're discussing an MVP candidate or the MVP winners over the year, there's a few qualifiers you need to meet in order to become the MVP. First of all, you generally have to be a quarterback. There's been three, or technically four, cases of running backs since the year 2000. Marshall Faulk, Sean Alexander, LT, and AP. But there hasn't been one since Adrian Peterson in 2012. So, present day, you really need to be a quarterback in order to win. Number two, there has to be a driving narrative, whether it's Patrick Mahomes is the next up-and-coming GOAT, or Lamar Jackson, everybody thought he's a running back. Nope, leads the league in touchdown passes. Matt Ryan with Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. Cam Newton, the best player in football. Things of that. Aaron Rodgers giving the middle finger to everybody. I'm not old, I'm still an MVP.
And you think both these quarterbacks, Stafford and May, have the narrative?
I do. I think Stafford is basically, a lot of times at the Oscars, they give like career achievement awards.
Yeah, it's a career achievement for Stafford. That was
he's never won an MVP.
What's May's
narrative?
What's May's narrative?
The next generation. He's the guys pushing out guys like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. He is the next guy on the list. So those are the narratives I think we have here, and kind of it just is like symptomatic of the fact
emblematic?
That emblematic.
There you go.
Yeah. Regardless, the Patriot devil is still alive in that Tom Brady is gone. It only took a couple years and now they're back on top. And so people hate that. So I think there is a couple driving narratives for both guys here. But the final thing that I've noticed in my research on MVPs, you have to win your division. The only guy who hasn't won his division and won the MVP that was a quarterback was Peyton Manning in 2008. The Tennessee Titans finished 13-3. They won the division. He came in second in the division, but still made the playoffs. He was the last one. So it hasn't happened in 15 years.
And with Manning, you said it was 08?
Yeah.
So Manning at that point had already won two MVPs. So yeah. it's not like he had never won one. He's already regarded as, you know, a modern great quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time at that point in time.
Correct.
Which is a little different than these two.
Exactly. And there's a chance that Matthew Stafford finishes third in his division, not even just second. And so, whereas the Patriots have a very, very strong likelihood of both winning the division and a 40% chance to be the number one seed. And that's not even taking into account everything that these two quarterbacks have around them. When you look at the Rams, they're top 10 in rushing EPA or rushing success rate. They are a top 10 defense by most metrics. I think in terms of EPA, which is just basically a way of saying efficiency and success on a play-by-play basis, the Rams are in the top 10. The New England Patriots are 26th in defense.
So,
which Stafford, is a massive discrepancy.
Stafford's getting more help than they.
Way more. On top of that, like, you're not even, like, actually look at the players. Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. Davante Adams is a future Hall of Famer. Puka Nacua is arguably a top three receiver in football right now. Just had, 225 yards in that Seahawks game. At one point this season was on pace to break Calvin Johnson's single season record until he got hurt. Like, Puka Nacua is, and has been since last year, has been awesome. He's one of the best receivers in football. And then you pair that with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum being fantastic running backs behind a great offensive line. Matthew Stafford just has way more help than Drake May does. And yet Drake May is still fourth in the league in pass yards, tied for fifth in pass touchdowns, first in completion percentage, third in passer rating, first in QBR, first in yards per attempt. Like, Drake May is doing so much more with less that I feel like it's just, like, if you're talking about the most valuable to his team, it has to be Drake May. Because if you plug in somebody in Stafford's place, the Rams are still a pretty good football team.
So who do you think actually, not who would you pick, but who do you think is going to win the award? Stafford?
I think so.
Okay. Even if he doesn't win the division?
I think so.
Okay. And so I'll be honest. I understand it has been a hurdle and is not unheard of, as you just said. Since 2000, Manning won it, not winning the division, as the MVP in 2008. Others have done it previously. I think Johnny Unitas did it 1 year. But you have to win your division. That's been a precursor. I don't think that matters for these NFC West teams. You know, I don't really think it should matter for Josh Allen. If you're going to win 11, 12, 13 games, I don't really care if you're a division winner. Now, if you win like not like Burrow last year,
yep.
You win 9 games and you're not a playoff team, I get why that guy's not the MVP. That yeah. I get. But if you're winning 12 games and you lose your division to a team that won 13, I personally don't care about that, but I'll acknowledge the history that it seems like voters do.
Well, yeah, because voters care about, like, they dramatically care about wins. I don't know why or when this kind of became a thing.
But you should.
You should, but to a degree, right? Like, there's certain guys, and I think it matters because if we didn't care about wins, Josh Allen would just be the MVP this year. I think we can all agree. Josh Allen is the best football player on planet Earth right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, and James Cook is great, but other than that, he's got nothing.
It's literally, the receiving room that the Buffalo Bills have is atrocious. It's so bad. And the defense has been good against the pass, terrible against the run. James Cook has been really, really good. That's the one thing Josh Allen has. But, like, there are moments like that comeback against New England where Josh Allen just shows you why he's the best quarterback on planet Earth. And so if you're just giving the award because of, yeah, he's the best player, then guys like just Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen would win it every single year. And there would be no kind of caveat to it. And so I think now when you take in the full body of work, when you talk about what's around them, what they've done, where their teams were last year, right? The Rams last year, I think, won 10 games, were in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, who they almost beat, by the way. The only team to actually push the Eagles
to the
brink.
Was it the NFC title game? They played him in the playoffs. Was it the NFC title game?
Was it the title game or the
divisional round? Either way, they gave the Eagles a run.
They were the only team that pushed the Eagles at all. Whereas the Patriots were a 4-win team last year, and they are now going to be a 13 or 14-win team because of Drake May.
Okay. Drake May for MVP, according to Scheim. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got ball. You got while, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So stay tuned for that. Thumbs up in the back. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics are a winner of three straight after last night's 103-95 victory over the Pacers at the Garden last night. Season now off until Friday when the Celtics will be in Indiana to play the Pacers once again. Patriots quarterback Drake May and cornerback Christian Gonzalez have been selected to the Pro Bowl. This Sunday, the Pats will be in New York to take on the Jets. Last night on Monday Night Football, the 49ers defeated the Colts 48-27. And tonight, the Bruins wrap up a five-game homestand with a matchup against the Canadiens. The Bees are looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Puck drop from the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It is time for Grab Bag, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss here on Jones and Keefe. No Keefe today, but Chris Scheim is alongside the Grab Bag, as we said, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss tonight. We have the Bruins in action as they take on the Montreal Canadiens. It is going to be Jeremy Swayman in net. We had a question earlier today, Sean, we didn't get to. We got sidetracked with your blazing hot Jaylen Brown takes.
Jason Tatum. Yes, he does.
When it comes to the Bruins, have they been better or worse than you expected this season?
Much better. I expected the Bruins to be one of the worst teams in hockey. They have been far better than that, I think, in large part. Morgan Geeky is a large piece in that. He has been keeping pace with Nathan MacKinnon in terms of goal scoring. I don't think anybody could have predicted that. And I think Jeremy Swayman has been much better, as we kind of expected him to be. He was the one we expected to be better. He has been better, and as a result, I think the Bruins have been much, much better this year.
Do you think the rivalry is back with the Canadiens based on that last matchup?
No.
It was good. A lot of punching, a lot of fighting.
No, you want to know who the real rivalry is with? Brad Marchand. Charlie McAvoy still taking shots at him. He says, I got to be real careful here, but he still takes shots at him.
That's a good point. It's very personal.
Yeah, I think so.
Between the Bruins and Brad Marchand. Okay, that is tonight between the Bees and the Habs.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bring you over. Look back and watch me
scrub bag.
All on the floor.
Scrub bag.
Give me some more.
Scrub bag.
Till you get so.
Scrub bag.
Okay, we got these Celtics getting ready to take on the Indiana Pacers again. That will be after Christmas, their next game for them. The interesting thing last night, and I just do want to circle back to this, is their come-from-behind victory over Indiana. They were down 20. Missoula pulled all the starters, and they wound up coming back after the bench rallied them. The starters came in. Jaylen Brown with a big finish, another 30 games. After the game, he said it's his favorite season in his NBA career. This is an NBA champion chime. This is a year without Tatum. Your thoughts on that?
I think Jaylen Brown's having a lot of fun because Jason Tatum isn't here. He's the one in charge. He gets to lead. He gets to be the alpha, and he's loving it. This is what he wanted. We've been speculating that this is what he's wanted for years, it's felt like now, and it's telling that in a season where he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then went on to win an NBA title, that he is having his favorite season this year with, as he put it, a bunch of guys who have never really played NBA basketball before that he gets to lead and be the star of.
This has been my favorite season so far.
There it is. Good work by Jackson. So do you think he is a down ballot? He's not the MVP. Like Jokic and SGA and guys like that are just a tier above everybody else. Do you think he's a down ballot MVP candidate?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's averaging, what, 29 and a half points a game? Like, he's been really, really good. And he is the reason that they are the third seed in the East right now. Like, that he is the primary reason. So I think he's absolutely kind of a lower ballot MVP candidate.
I'd tack on, too. It's been a good year for Missoula. Like, last night, getting all the starters out of there. And they're playing like ass, and it's only the Pacers, which I think is a sidebar to all of this. With how Carlisle has fallen off without Halliburton this year, and Missoula's gotten a ton out of the team without Tatum, and they've lost plenty more than that. Porzingis, Horford, Holiday, everybody else. I think last night was a good night for him. I think he's had a few nights like that. The Celtics has the 3 seed currently at 18-11. I think kind of validates him as a head coach.
I got to tell you something.
Where do you stand on 311?
That song is great. Outside of that, I know nothing about them. I know Amber and that's it.
It's my band. People know that.
Is it?
I mean, no, not really. Oh. But I own some 311 albums. I'm not going to lie about
Sick
that.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. They're somewhere. Grassroots, pretty good.
I can picture you like just kind of like on a beach somewhere, just some vibing. Tattered clothes.
Yeah. No, that's me.
Really enjoying life. Long hair, like Trevor Lawrence.
Quick Patriots injury update for you. Jarrod Wilson, Travion Henderson, Kayshon Booty are all in concussion protocol. Rap Sheet said earlier today, Kyrus Tonga going to miss some games, likely one or two, but that sounds like he should be back for the playoffs. We told you about Milton Williams is going to practice today. He says we'll see about playing this week. And then Robert Splaine, this is the latest one that we haven't done on the air yet. He hasn't played in the last couple of games. He was not wearing a protective boot on his foot during media access at practice today, and that sounds like progress for him. We'll see when he's back out there. What are you most interested in when it comes to these Patriots injuries?
Yeah, for me, it's Milton Williams. I think he's a massive part of this defense. You've seen them struggle without him. So getting him back as soon as possible will be great. Hopefully he practices well this week. I don't expect him to play against the Jets, but I would like him to be ready to go against that Miami team so that he is ready for the playoffs.
Okay.
falling back on that ass with a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S, yes, I'm fresh and double P. G-R-A-B-B-A-G, it's the grab bag, you see.
It is indeed. Have you done any grab bags?
Yeah, I've done one that people hate.
Oh, duh. How could I not remember that? Oh, yeah. Jackson, actually, cue that one up. Yeah, yeah. Get that one going today. Right. Have you done any grab bags?
I was like, I'm pretty sure you guys talked about it in the year in review of grab bag. Because I'm pretty sure the text line hates it.
Twitch chat, brace for it. It's coming. The voice of a dove, the voice of an angel is what it is. We'll get to that coming up.
Songbird of a generation.
Songbird of a generation, Chris Schein. Yeah, cue that one up. DK Metcalf suspended 2 games for... some people say punch. I wouldn't say punch the fan.
Altercation.
Sure. And as we said yesterday, I'm surprised he got 2. I have zero problem with it. I'm surprised he got 2. I figured he'd get a game. Mega and I were discussing it yesterday. What do you think? 2 games deserved? Too much? Not enough?
That's fine. They're just trying to send him a message. Hey, don't communicate with the fans. Like Wiggy said it on our show Monday morning. Like, dude, what are you doing even going over there? Don't do that. Like, it's pointless. It's only going to end bad 99 times out of 100. So just don't interact with them. Let the people be. And, like, just it was just kind of a bad situation. I don't think he is, like, even Mike Tomlin came out, defended him a little bit. He's like, we don't condone violence, but I support DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
That whole thing, which I tend to agree with.
Not a great. I would side with the fans, which, by the way, is a potential lawsuit with Metcalf for accusing fans of saying certain things. There's a discrepancy there, so we'll see. Do you feel like the Patriots dodged a bullet on him at all? Curran said this earlier.
No, he would still be awesome. I would still want, just because a receiver's a bit of a diva and a bit of a nutcase, I still want George Pickens. George Pickens has been freaking awesome in Dallas. I would have loved to have had him too.
So those are 2 names we talked about a lot on this show. I like Metcalf a lot. He has not had the greatest year in Pittsburgh.
No, but it's the passing offense too. Like, Rodgers can't do what he used to be able to do. So I think in this offense, it would look a lot different.
He only wants to throw to the 300-pound tight end and the running backs. He doesn't want
that
to throw
300-pound tight end. Boy, that boy can rumble. Darnell Washington's a force.
That's a one-time Haas of the week, is what that is. So, no, look, I think I would still like Metcalf on this team. It's worked out with Diggs, but I would like Metcalf on this team.
Agreed.
You mentioned Pickens. That's another one. Absolute wild man. I'd be afraid to pay him.
Sure.
But the Cowboys don't have to. They can franchise him this year, roll the dice on that. Those are receivers who I think, as good as Diggs has been, I think they'd be good here as well.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm right back. I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder if I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just grab bag tonight.
Beautiful.
It's appropriate that I am on this program today on a Tuesday, because we used to have Karaoke Tuesday,
I've heard of Karaoke Tuesday.
Sung that, which is a swing and a miss by me. I should have brought it back today specifically for Grab Bag and done a live Grab Bag for you. But I didn't even think of it until right this very moment.
What a brilliant idea. 1 to 85, it's an 85 is what it is.
Yeah.
Some in the Twitch chat are saying, that's Shime? Yeah, of course that's Shime.
Yeah, of course it's me.
Okay. College football playoff is, a little over a week away, but I'm curious your thoughts on the matchup, and specifically one man who will be playing in those games, who we were discussing earlier today. But here's what you have for your college football playoff matchups moving forward. You have number 10 seeded Miami and number 2 Ohio State on Christmas Eve, and then on New Year's Eve, and then on New Year's Day. You have number 5 Oregon at number 4 Texas Tech, number 9 Alabama at number 1 Indiana, and number 6 Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin at number 3, Georgia. I say at. These are all neutral site games. What games jump out to you? And then I want your thoughts on Mendoza.
Yeah, so the game that jumps out to me, I think, is Indiana-Alabama. I think it's the one chance here early on that Indiana has a chance to lose. Otherwise, I think it's just going to be a rematch of the Big Ten Championship. Like, it's going to be Indiana, Ohio State. It seems chalky, but I think those are the two best teams in the country. I think those two teams deserve to be in the national championship, and I think this time the Ohio State will come out on top. That's my pick to win it all.
Okay, so you have your eyes on Indiana as potential upset watch. They're favored by a touchdown, and yet you love you're sold on Fernando Mendoza?
I need more Fernando Mendoza on the mic.
Like, because it's so goofy and cringy, or because you actually, like, buy into it?
Yeah, goofy and lovable, not cringy, lovable.
No, he's like, lovable. He might as well be, like, Tristan Cassis. Like, I mean,
Chance. Yes. He's so much more likable than Tristan Cassis.
No, well, that's what you think now. You barely even know the guy yet. It's, like, charming initially. It's like, oh, ha-ha, he's out there with his shirt off in the outfield. Oh, that's kind of charming. And then the more you hear him, the more you're like, oh, what a clown. That's this guy.
You just wait. When the L.A. Rams work up a trade with the New York Giants to move up to one to take Fernando Mendoza to be the heir apparent to Matthew Stafford, and Mendoza's awesome with McVay, you're going to eat those words.
Not going to happen, because he's going to be a bust with the New York Jets, or he's going to be a bust with the Vegas
Giants
Raiders or something
like that.
Giants
are going to have the first overall pick,
yeah,
and they don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, so they'll draft somebody else, and then the Raiders will get him at number two.
Or the Rams have two first-round picks, one of which is going to be a top-10 pick. They're going to trade both those first-round picks
Use two first-round picks on that clown. Go ahead and do that.
Les Snead has said F those picks plenty of times before, and it got them a Super Bowl. I think it'll happen again.
Yeah, not if they trade for him, is what I would say. But okay, those are some college football thoughts.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Robert!
All right, very apropos. Let's get St. Thick's pick of the week here, if we could, Sean.
Yeah, Jones, St. Thick is locked in on football. 6-0 this past weekend on Pick Talk. We absolutely crushed it. My buddies and I hit yet another bozo parlay.
Finished last night
with a San Francisco -5.5 and Juwan Jennings touchdown. It was a big weekend for the boys. We're going to keep it rolling through Christmas. You got to pay for all those Christmas presents. Racked up some debt on the credit card. You got to make that money back to pay it off. Give me the Green Bay Packers laying 2.5 points at home against the Baltimore Ravens. You saw the Ravens in here this past weekend. I've seen them play all year. They're not good. Update for you. It's like Kansas City Chiefs. They weren't good when Lamar was healthy or bad or when he's hurt. It doesn't really matter if it's Snoop Huntley or Lamar Jackson. I like Malik Willis. I think he gives that Green Bay offense a different dimension than Jordan Love. When he has come in and Matt LaFleur has been able to prepare with him, they've been really good. 2.5 is too small of a number. Give me the Green Bay Packers.
Grab bag.
Where do you stand on the Jones and Keefe bozo touchdown injury insurance hit? Is that a hit or is that not a hit?
No, it's not a hit.
Well,
we're
taking a victory. Depends on where you shop. It is a hit some places.
Yeah, only one place. Not just one place.
Some.
We would just one.
Some is one.
No, some is multiple. This is one place where it would have been a hit for some people. So who picked Quinshon Judkins, by the way?
That was Keefe.
Ah, tough. Tough Keith. Luck for Keefe. Keith. Good job by Wiggy, though. Derrick Henry hits right away.
Hit right away. And by the way, Wiggy got by game time. That was like -155 or something like that. But when Wiggy picked it, it was -125.
Great job by Wiggy.
Time now. And this is from the recently eliminated Chris Scheim. T's and P's to you. But time now for the fantasy pickup of the week. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K. You're out, Scheim. Maybe we should ask Billy, who's still playing for a championship against
Fitzy.
Congrats,
Phil. Big W, bud.
Good work by Lanny, taking out Andy Hart. Scheim was eliminated by Fitzy. Who would you recommend people go get, though, for their fantasy championships, should they still be in it?
Yeah, I think the number one waiver wire pickup for me this week has to be Parker Washington. He was awesome this week with the Jaguars. I think that's going to continue. I think this offense is rolling right now. He was good earlier in the year, fell off for a little bit. I know I had him and then dropped him like an idiot. He popped off this past week. I expect that to continue as Brian Thomas continues to struggle. I really like Parker Washington, and if you need a running back, I still think Blake Corum, if he's available, is the right pick. He has been great in the limited amount of snaps he's gotten in that Rams offense. So those would be my two guys.
Hit it.
Why are there so many songs about grab bags?
Time now for your NBA player of the night. Shine. Was it Jaylen Brown, 31 points, 9 boards in a victory? Was it Donovan Mitchell, 30 points in a win? Anthony Davis, 35 and 17, he lost. Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, almost a triple-double, 31, 10, and 8 in a victory? Or on a relatively quiet night for Jokic, still a triple-double, 14, 13, and 13 in a win?
Yeah, give me SGA. That was a good performance by SGA.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, today's random ball player spent 11 years in the big leagues, just over a decade from 2004 to 2014. He pitched for 5 different teams, including the San Diego Padres, the New York Mets, the Florida Marlins, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Tampa Bay Rays. He was a right-handed, threw it in from the right side, closer, 168 career saves, including a career-high 47 in 2010 for the Padres. 3-time All-Star, 9, 10, 11, all in San Diego. 2-time Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
I can't say relief pitchers is my strong suit here. 2010, you said, is when he had 47?
I can read Dan Ball's lips from the other room. I believe Dan Ball has it.
Of course he does.
What's
God.
The nickname?
Ooh, the nickname I actually do have in here. His nickname is Heater. I looked this
Heater.
Up just for you, Bill.
Okay. Who did he break in with again?
He broke in, actually. Great question, Shime. With the New York Mets, spent 3 years there, 5 years with the Padres afterwards, made $37.5 million in his career. He can keep all that. That's all his. Most of it, anyway, before taxes come in.
Oh, man.
Did we get all-star appearances?
Yep, 3 of them. 3 straight years, 9, 10, and 11, all with the Padres.
How much money did he make?
Twitch chat has it. I just told you it was $37.5 million.
Okay,
that's all
that.
His.
My fault.
Nickname Heater. Here's some good hints. Think of some of these songs. His favorite bands might have been Metallica and or AC/DC. Any guesses?
I'm
any
swinging
guesses?
And missing over here, Bill. You got any help?
I got nothing.
Oh, man.
Twitch chat has
better
it.
Better at college draft prospects.
It is Heath Bell.
Oh.
He got it.
It's a good
Bell.
One.
Ding, 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 ding. Now, if we ever had that, good question. I don't know. I don't have the master document in front of it. It wouldn't be filled out even if I did. But Heath Bell, your random ball player today.
I would like to come back in, though, at combine time when you guys do, like, random NFL draft prospects.
Oh, yeah.
Because when it comes to, like, the colleges that these guys went to, it's just a...
You're pretty good?
Yeah, it's just an empty vault. It's just a full vault of
Keith here. Is quite good at it. I like to think I'm pretty good at it, but Keith is much better at that than me. We can do that around combine
right.
time.
Right,
and we'll hit with a random football player every Thursday.
That's my wheelhouse.
Random ball player every other day. Dan Ball definitely had it. Hang on. Missed text. Missed text. Was it Arcan? Let's see.
I bet Arcan had it.
It was not Arcan.
Oh, wow.
Might not be listening. Might be doing some last-second Christmas Arcan. Shopping for
not
all
listening
I know.
To us? What are you doing?
Anyway, that's the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Jones and Keefe, Scheim alongside here today as we wrap things up. It's time now for the clip du jour, Scheim.
Jones, what's that?
It is the clip of the day. Thanks for asking. And today it was a little bit of, caller on Scheim crime.
Tarek that's a good one.
Says Scheim is the biggest clown in the universe. Go ahead, Tarek. Hello.
In the universe. In the multiverse.
Ooh, multiverse.
You know why?
Why?
Because you don't take all the information. You're supposed to have like a whole quote. And you chop up the piece that you like to hit the little buzzer so you can keep repeating it, but you don't want to listen to the fact
that this has been my favorite season so far.
That you had tweets loaded up. You had them in the chamber for us to fall on our face, for me to fall on my face. Keep waiting. Where's that quote? Keep waiting. Where's the keep waiting quote?
But, like, I didn't believe he was going to fall on his face.
Expectation.
But I never felt like he was going to fall on his face.
He quoted it in the interview. He said, I know they keep waiting for me to fall.
Yeah, it was
keep
a different. It was a different
answer. Waiting for us to Tarek, fall.
We didn't cut it out of the answer.
Hold on, Tarek.
What is
the expectations?
Because Jason Tatum's not here.
Yeah.
The expectations were lower.
No, the expectation was where they had no shot. You even said it on this damn station that they had no shot without Tatum. And guess what? He's throwing it in everybody's face.
Tarek, he said they'd be top four.
You, Shine,
I said before the season
you. They
were going to be number four in the East.
They're number three.
You're with Walmart breakdowns. Get out of here, man. You're crazy. You want there to be a schism so bad. You're like,
but there is.
You know what, Tarek? I now agree with you. You're a bad person over there trying to create schism.
Terrible. Yeah,
a schism
just,
between
I'm
the two
to
of them.
Drama. Yeah, I'm not the one going out and saying this is my favorite season ever so far, and talking about all the guys who have never played NBA basketball on my team that I now get to lead. Nope, that's not me. I'm definitely not doing that.
Mm. All right, good work by Scheim. Very incriminating.
Yeah.
What? Give him your, as a caller once referred to it, your bona fides again, your resume, your coaching resume.
Yeah, I'm a 1-0 undefeated JV basketball coach.
Yep. So deal with that.
Sick brag, bro.
Deal with that, Tarek.
Clock that one.
For all your Walmart breakdowns over there.
Yep,
how dare you.
Right.
Meanwhile, time now for the crossover with WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball here today. What's going on, Ball?
Boys.
Oh, there he is.
What's
he
up,
is.
Boys?
Hello.
Ball nice to hear
ball.
You, Ball.
What's up, man?
First time working together?
Scheim and myself, maybe.
For a full 4 hours,
yeah,
I think.
We've done a few mornings. I've jumped in on a few mornings in the past.
Ah,
yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Fellas sounding great. Great to listen to you guys today.
Love that, Ball. Right. What do you guys have coming up today?
Big show today. Got a lot in the Patriots. Joe Weil in with me. No Andy, no Fitzy, no Ted. I know the arrangement's usually crazy to begin with, but a lot of the Patriots and then a full breakdown on the Red Sox at 4 o'clock. Craig Breslow spoke. A lot of word salad again, but nothing great, so we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Got the three-point stance, the drive, and all the normal stuff for a normal afternoon show.
Okay. Oof. Good stuff. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up 617-779-7937. Keep it locked here for all the latest going on in Boston sports. Scheim, good stuff.
Jones, great work today.
You
excellent
as well. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody out there listening. Happy holidays. We will talk to you after the new year here on Jones and Keefe. We'll see how things change with the Patriots and all the other teams in town. Again, keep it here for WEEI Afternoons right here on WEEI.
Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.